Good morning. It's December 23rd, 2025. Here are today's top stories from Sigma Speaks. For your personalized updates, download the Sigma Speaks app.
This commentary focuses on Tetra Tech's recent board appointments and financial performance. According to a recent report from Investing.com, Tetra Tech has announced that Jeffrey R. Feeler will join its board of directors at the end of December 2025. Feeler has a robust background in environmental consulting, having previously served as chairman, chief executive officer, and president of U.S. Ecology, where he significantly increased revenue and improved margins during his tenure. His extensive experience is expected to benefit Tetra Tech, especially as the company currently trades at a high earnings multiple. This comes at a time when analysts anticipate a decline in sales for the year. The chairman and chief executive officer of Tetra Tech, Dan Batrack, expressed confidence in Feeler's abilities, highlighting how his background aligns with the company's strategic approach. In addition to Feeler's appointment, Tetra Tech reported strong fourth quarter earnings, surpassing expectations with earnings per share of $0.44, compared to the forecast of $0.40. Revenue also exceeded projections at $1.16 billion, above the expected $1.06 billion. This strong performance is further bolstered by a significant $500 million contract with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for environmental engineering services. Moreover, Tetra Tech has been selected for a project in Ireland to enhance electricity transmission infrastructure, showcasing its growing international footprint. Another notable appointment is M. Susan Hardwick, the former chief executive officer of American Water, who will also join the board at the end of December 2025. In analyst news, RBC Capital has raised its price target for Tetra Tech to $48 from $47, maintaining an outperform rating following the company's solid fiscal fourth quarter results. Overall, Tetra Tech appears to be on a positive trajectory, with strategic leadership changes and strong financial metrics reflecting its potential in the consulting and engineering sectors.
This commentary focuses on Tetra Tech's recent announcement regarding the appointment of a new board member. According to Stock Titan's latest report, Tetra Tech has appointed M. Susan Hardwick, the former chief executive officer of American Water, to its board of directors, effective at the end of December 2025. Hardwick brings a wealth of experience, having led American Water, which is the largest regulated water and wastewater utility in the United States. Her extensive background spans over 35 years in the water and energy utility sectors, where she has demonstrated strong financial and operational leadership. Notably, she has served as the chief financial officer at American Water, overseeing critical areas such as financial strategy and regulatory services. Dan Batrack, Tetra Tech's chairman and chief executive officer, expressed confidence in Hardwick's expertise, emphasizing that her insights will greatly enhance the company's focus on the water market. As Tetra Tech aims to expand its consulting services globally, her strategic perspective will be essential. In addition to her role on Tetra Tech's board, Hardwick is currently involved with New Jersey Resources Corporation, which adds to her expertise in risk management and governance within large-scale utility operations. Her career began in public accounting, where she honed her skills in regulatory accounting and financial controls. Overall, this move reflects Tetra Tech's commitment to strengthening its leadership as it navigates the complexities of water management and sustainable infrastructure. This report covers Tetra Tech's announcement regarding a new board member and recent analyst ratings. Citing data from TipRanks, Tetra Tech has appointed M. Susan Hardwick, the former chief executive officer and chief financial officer of American Water, to its board of directors. She will take on roles within the Audit Committee and the Nominating and Corporate Governance Committee, starting December 29th. Hardwick brings a wealth of experience in the water and energy sectors, which is expected to enhance Tetra Tech's governance and bolster its strategy to expand high-end consulting services in the water market. This move aligns the board's expertise with the company's focus on long-term growth and its core clientele. In terms of analyst opinions, Tetra Tech currently holds a buy rating, with a target price of $37 per share. The company's stock has been rated as an outperform by Spark, TipRank's AI analyst. This positive outlook is supported by Tetra Tech's strong earnings and strategic moves, although concerns about valuation and liquidity risks do linger. At present, Tetra Tech has a market capitalization of nearly $9 billion, and its average trading volume sits at just over 2.5 million shares. Overall, while the company shows solid financial health and growth potential, investors should remain aware of the mixed technical indicators and high price-to-earnings ratio.
This report discusses the recent performance and analyst ratings of RadNet Inc. Based on findings published by MarketBeat, shares of RadNet saw a decline of 3.5% during Monday's trading, closing at approximately $74. The stock's trading volume also dropped significantly, falling to around 95,000 shares, which is a substantial decrease from its average daily volume of over 800,000 shares. In terms of analyst outlook, there appears to be a mixed sentiment. Barclays recently increased its price target for RadNet from $79 to $86 and assigned an overweight rating. On the other hand, Weiss Ratings maintained a sell rating, while Goldman Sachs upgraded the stock to a buy rating. Raymond James reiterated a strong buy, and B. Riley raised its target from $71 to $87, also attaching a buy rating. Recommendation. Overall, RadNet holds a consensus rating of moderate buy, with a price target averaging around $87.60. Despite the positive revenue growth reported for the last quarter, which exceeded expectations, the company fell short on earnings per share, reporting 20 cents compared to the estimated 23 cents. This resulted in a slight negative net margin, alongside a positive return on equity of 2.5%. Looking at RadNet's financial health, the company has a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.82, and both its quick and current ratio stand at 1.87, suggesting it is in a stable liquidity position. However, it is notable that insiders have been selling shares, with a chief accounting officer recently offloading 25,000 shares. In institutional investment news, several hedge funds have increased their stakes in RadNet, with one firm boosting its holdings by over 346% in the recent quarter. This indicates a level of confidence among certain institutional investors in the company's future potential. Overall, while there are some positive indicators, the mixed analyst ratings and recent share performance suggest that investors should proceed with caution as they assess RadNet's market position.
This report discusses Huntington Ingalls Industries and its significant stock price increase following a U.S. Navy contract announcement. According to Tokenist's latest report, shares of Huntington Ingalls Industries are experiencing a notable rise in pre-market trading, building on momentum from a recent announcement that the U.S. Navy has chosen the company to design and build a new class of small warships. In pre-market trading, the stock opened at approximately $370.29, which is an increase of about $16.77 from the previous day's close. This follows a solid gain of over 5% after the Navy's contract announcement and a related initiative introduced by former President Trump concerning new battleships. The Secretary of the Navy confirmed that the Navy will acquire a new frigate class based on Huntington Ingalls' existing design. This new ship class is part of a broader strategy to enhance the Navy's capabilities, which officials are referring to as the Golden Fleet. While the specific financial details of the contract remain undisclosed, the announcement has propelled the stock to new record highs. Huntington Ingalls, a chief executive officer, expressed confidence in their shipbuilding division's ability to fulfill the contract, which has contributed to a remarkable year-to-date stock gain of over 87%. This performance far exceeds the S&P 500's returns during the same period. The company's market capitalization has reached nearly $14 billion, and analysts are reacting positively, with Citigroup initiating coverage with a favorable rating and a price target suggesting further upside for the stock. Looking ahead, the Navy is set to launch a competition for additional large warships, separate from the small warship class already announced. This positions Huntington Ingalls favorably to compete for more contracts as the Navy seeks to expand its fleet under a new administration's shipbuilding agenda.
This report discusses recent changes in institutional investment in the Kroger Company. A recent update from MarketBeat indicates that Old National Bancorp has reduced its stake in Kroger by nearly 20% during the third quarter, pinging its total holdings to just under 200,000 shares, valued at approximately $13 million. This sell-off comes as part of a broader trend, with several other institutional investors also adjusting their positions in Kroger. Interestingly, SOA Wealth Advisors has dramatically increased its stake by over 6,800%, now holding 347 shares valued at $25,000. Meanwhile, Atlantic Union Bank shares and Rossby Financial have entered into new positions, investing around $28,000 and $29,000, respectively. Vermilion and White Wealth Management has also boosted its holdings by nearly 88%. Currently, institutional investors collectively own about 81% of Kroger's stock, highlighting significant institutional interest in the company. On the stock market, Kroger shares opened at $62.26, with a market capitalization of around $39 billion. The stock has seen fluctuations, hitting a one-year low of $58.12 and a high of $74.90. In terms of earnings, Kroger recently reported earnings per share of $1.05, slightly surpassing expectations, and its revenue for the quarter was approximately $33.8 billion. Analysts have provided a mixed outlook on Kroger's stock. While some have upgraded their ratings, others have set lower price targets. Currently, the consensus rating stands at hold, with an average price target of about $74.13. This ongoing institutional activity and the mixed analyst sentiments could indicate a cautious yet watchful approach towards Kroger as it continues to navigate its market position amid competitive pressures, particularly from e-commerce giants like Amazon. This analysis focuses on recent investment activity and analyst ratings for public storage, as reported by MarketBeat. Citing MarketBeat's data, we see that Old National Bancorp increased its stake in public storage by over 41% during the third quarter, bringing its total holdings to nearly 30,000 shares, valued at approximately $8.5 million. This follows a trend where several institutional investors have also adjusted their positions in the real estate investment trust. For instance, Summit Financial raised its investment in public storage by 6.8%, while Kestra Advisory Services increased its holdings by 10%. Overall, institutional investors now control nearly 79% of public storage's shares, indicating strong institutional confidence in the company. In terms of analyst opinions, public storage recently received a mix of ratings. Wall Street Zen upgraded the stock from a sell to a hold, while Morgan Stanley initiated coverage with an equal weight rating and a target price of $290. Other firms, such as Evercore ISI and Truist Financial, adjusted their price targets slightly downward but maintained positive ratings. Currently, Public Storage's stock is trading around $261, reflecting a market capitalization of approximately $45.8 billion. The company reported earnings per share of 4.31 for the last quarter, surpassing expectations of 4.24. Despite a slight year-over-year revenue decline of 5.4%, Public Storage has set an optimistic earnings guidance for the fiscal year 2025. Additionally, the company announced a quarterly dividend of $3, yielding about 4.6% annually, though the payout ratio is notably high at over 124%. This highlights a commitment to returning value to shareholders, even in a challenging revenue environment. Overall, the recent activity and analyst insights suggest a cautious yet optimistic outlook for public storage, making it a notable player in the real estate investment trust sector. This report focuses on recent developments regarding Synchrony Financial, including institutional investments and insider trading activity. Market beat analysis indicates that Monument Capital Management has recently established a new position in Synchrony Financial, acquiring nearly 38,000 shares valued at approximately $2.7 million. This move reflects a growing interest in the company, as other institutional investors have also adjusted their holdings. For instance, Towazisfo Fundusa Investitsinnik Spolka Aksinna invested $26,000 in the second quarter, while True Wealth Design LLC made a dramatic increase in its stake, raising it by over 5,700%. Additionally, Genos Wealth Management and MAI Capital Management have also increased their investments in Synchrony Financial, signaling strong institutional confidence. In terms of insider trading, Jonathan S. Mothner, one of the company's insiders, sold 32,000 shares recently at a price around $72.80 each. This sale reduced his ownership by over 20%, but still left him with a substantial number of shares. Another insider, Daryl Owens, also sold shares in early November, further indicating some movement among company executives. On the stock performance front, Synchrony Financial shares opened at $85.88, showing a slight increase of 1.4%. The company has a market capitalization of approximately $30 billion, with a price-to-earnings ratio of 9.38, which suggests it may be undervalued compared to industry peers. Synchrony recently reported strong quarterly earnings, surpassing analysts' expectations with earnings per share of 2.86. The company also announced a stock repurchase program worth $1 billion, indicating confidence from the board in the stock's value. It has declared a quarterly dividend of 30 cents per share, contributing to a modest yield of 1.4%. MarketBeat notes that analysts have mixed views on Synchrony Financial, with ratings ranging from hold to strong buy. The consensus price target stands at approximately $83.33. This diverse outlook underscores the varying perspectives on the company's future performance as it continues to navigate the financial services landscape. This report discusses Kroger's recent decision to approve an additional $2 billion for share repurchases. In its latest coverage, Kroger announced that its board of directors has authorized this new buyback program, which adds to the existing $7.5 billion repurchase plan from December 2024. With this move, Kroger now has approximately $2.9 billion available for share repurchases. Kroger's chairman and chief executive officer, Ron Sargent, emphasized that this decision reflects the board's confidence in the company's strong growth prospects and robust financial position. The company is generating steady, free cash flow and is committed to responsible capital management, focusing on investments that enhance its operations while also returning value to shareholders. Since 2015, Kroger has repurchased roughly 35% of its outstanding shares, underscoring a long-term strategy of returning capital to investors. The company plans to finance these repurchases with operational cash flow and its existing liquidity, while also maintaining its investment-grade credit rating. Looking ahead, Kroger aims to continue this trend of strong free cash flow generation, alongside plans to increase its quarterly dividend over time. Subject to board approval, the company is carefully managing its capital structure to align with its financial strategy and capital allocation priorities, indicating a disciplined approach to growth and shareholder returns.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening and have a great morning.